in areas where the building helps ministry, meaning what difference does this building make in this community and in the ministry for the Lord? And so we're going to talk a little bit today about this building and how we can use it
As a tool for ministry moving forward. Okay. He's smart. He turned it on before we started. Okay. So again, this is building orientation here for our building here in South Lakeville. The exciting thing is we are finally on the map now. Up until for the last 11 years, we haven't even had a sign. We've been operating in Minnesota Valley Church on the north side of Lakeville. We're very thankful for that. We're very thankful for the way they treated and became partners in ministry with us for a number of years. But for many years, we were talking to Minnesota Valley and the elders and deacons about what the Lord might have in store for us as He continues to grow our church. And you say, well, why do we want to grow? Because we want to get the gospel out. That's why we want to grow, right? So we want to get to a healthy number so that we can plant churches going forward, other like-minded churches both here and abroad. And the best way to do that is to raise up other believers that they are trained, that they are ready to volunteer and to support those ministry opportunities. And so coming here to South Lakeville gives us that opportunity. So we are finally on the map. After 11 and a half years, we have a sign, although be it a temporary sign. We're working toward the permanent sign, but we are here and the community knows us. I would say we've probably on a given day of the week that Ursula and I and others are here, we have a couple of folks that stop by and just say, hey, I've driven by, I noticed something changed, you're in our community now, I want to know more about you and who you are. Tell us about your ministry, what times you meet, what type of people you are, and so we are thankful for that. So if you go on Google Maps now, you should actually be able to find us. So we're excited about that, finally having a home there. And then our hours are listed as well. And we'll talk a little bit more about our hours, our business hours during the week. So the first thing we have is space. Next slide. This building is 15,000 square feet. And so it's a great opportunity for the price point that we were able to get at. Yes, we talked about in the past how there's some deferred maintenance that has occurred over the last number of years. And a number of you have been involved in some of that, getting that back up to speed. And we have some projects moving forward. But the beautiful thing about the space was that it's space that's flexible. It can be used for multiple service and ministry opportunities. And so you can see in the next slide, the layout here of the building as a whole. So what you're sitting in now is, of course, the 1960s portion of the building, and the offices and classroom is the 1970s portion of the building. Obviously, they saw the need for the ministry in order to make that addition in the 1970s, and the city approved it based on a variance, based on the parking and the setbacks from the creek and from the neighborhood here. And so it's been a neighborhood church since the 1960s. Matter of fact, it's on the historical records, not as a historical building, but it is mentioned as a historical and a cultural study because of the design, the architecture that we get to enjoy today. And this is actually a cross, and at some point, maybe we can do a CE hour and touch on some of the historical aspects of this building. But this is really a cross, and the skylight is the center of the cross as it looks up to God and as we praise Him. So you can see from the design there how things are laid out. So just real quick, we have a foyer, which is important, and right now we use that for overflow during the COVID time. But we also want to try to keep it open for people to be able to mingle and have some space before and after service. There is a sanctity, I don't know how you say that. How do you say sanctity?
Sanctity.
Sacristy. Sacristy. There you go, sacristy. There's a sacristy behind us, which is very common in the Lutheran church. All right? And that's where the ordinances are put together, and that's where they have the gowns and the robes that you see in some of the Lutheran churches even today back there. And we're able to use that for the purposes of both AV and for doing the Lord's Supper. We have a production room out front there, which we normally have locked, but there's plenty of paper and opportunities in there for you to help produce things for any ministries that you're serving in. Then there's also a couple of offices over here. Pastor Jeff, there's a senior pastoral office where he has most of his books, and he spends a lot of his time preparing for his sermons there. It's not uncommon for us to see him there 25, 30 hours a week just doing sermons and then maybe some counseling on top of it. So he is often here throughout the week. And then we have another pastoral office next to that that's used for flexible purposes. And of course, Ursula is here quite a bit more than being a part-time employee for us. We have a library and conference room, so you can see. So we have some classrooms, which we call the library, is actually a classroom. And then we have the fireside room as well down the hall. And then we have a nursery on our main floor, which is a big deal for us to have a main floor nursery. Next slide. In the lower level, as it comes up here, you're going to see we have, there we go. We have the fellowship hall, and what you're going to be able to use a little bit today. We've been trying to kind of get people outside during COVID with a nice weather, but the weather isn't so nice anymore, at least not till next week. But we also have a full-service kitchen. And so that's nice. Now, remember the Lutheran potlucks of old? Maybe someday we'll be able to have our own potluck. I look forward to that day. But in the meantime, we're able to use that kitchen space and that fellowship space during the week for some of the classical conversations and other groups that come in. We have some storage back there as well. We have a boiler room, which has a very large boiler in it, and it is a 1960s boiler. We've been doing lots of work on it, repairs, keeping it running. It's running good, but at some point here, we do need to replace that down the road. So that's also where we store a lot of our mechanical type items that take care of these buildings, including some of the lights here. And then, of course, you see the restrooms, and then you have the whole wing of classrooms there. There's five classrooms there and a ministry office. Now, the ministry office that you see down there is really undetermined. It's still a flexible space, as all spaces should be, really. But the idea is right now there's two desks. There may be one desk and some tables and chairs in there at some point. But the idea is it's a ministry location where folks who are doing ministry can come, can sit down a computer, can prepare, can print, can leave stuff, can store stuff, whatever they need to do, and then access it during the week or on Sundays as they need fit. They have a place that they can come and go. And so with all the ministries we have going, we're going to see that become a busy place down there as well. So know that that's available for you. And then, of course, we have a teen room there, which we're excited about. It's basically two rooms put together with a divider that's missing. We can put a divider in there at some point, but right now it's good to have a larger space for larger groups of people. And one of the things we've wanted to do for a young adult or a teen ministry for a long time is to have a space that they can call their own, right? The word belongs to all of us. And it applies to all of us. But it's also nice to have spaces where people feel comfortable to just let their hair down, open up, and have a conversation. And we've talked often about the importance of us all speaking into each other's lives as brothers and sisters, especially the teens and the young adults. So we're looking forward to a growth in that ministry as we have more and more of our kids get older and older. 90-plus kids will create quite a large teen program down the road. Next slide. All right, other facts. Again, I mentioned before, this was built in 1964, 1970. There are some questions on the documents exactly what year it was built versus what year it was designed. But it was built very strong and very solid, and we're very thankful for that. There was a comment made the other day, we don't need a fire protection system in here because what's going to burn? Other than these beautiful chairs we got, that's another God story. And the pews, I mean, it's all brick. It's all concrete masonry unit. It's all solid, and we're very thankful for that. Yes, we have some improvements to make, but you don't see solid construction like this very often anymore. We have 115 parking spaces, so there should be more than enough parking. We also have on-street parking and across-street parking. There are 2 acres here. There is some green space here, both in on the east side and then right next to our neighbors. And then we do have some monthly utility costs and mortgage. And we put that on there just to give you the perspective of what it is costing us to run all of these facilities for utility purposes. Now, we have a lot of folks using the building during the week, and we're very thankful for that. Why would you have a church that's empty? That doesn't make sense. That's not ministry, right? The Lord draws people in different ways. But there are costs associated, and these aren't surprising. Matter of fact, in general, these are lower than what we anticipated and we've talked about in the past. All right. Next slide. All right, renters, we talked about using the building. Next slide. So we have classical conversations. Right now we have two groups, one that comes in on Tuesday and one that comes in on Friday, that use the space. And frankly, they tap it out. They use every space, including this space right here, in order to do their classes. And most of you guys are familiar with different homeschool co-op type groups. There's a number around. And the blessing there is not only can they be homeschooled with their parents, but then they have an opportunity to come together to be with other like-minded families and like-minded adults, but they have different age groups. They can come together, do presentations. Accountability outside of mom and dad is a good thing, especially as they get older. And so what a great way to have the Lord also taught as part of their curriculum. So we're happy to be able to support classical conversations here. We also have another organization called Treehouse. Treehouse in itself is not necessarily deemed or listed or identified as a Christian organization. However, when the elders and deacons looked at it, talking with Bill and some of the other folks who run it locally, their heart is to give the gospel to these kids. And so these are for, we'll just say junior high-ish type age kids within the local community who need a place to meet to gather together. And so with COVID, they used to only meet before about once a week, once or twice. Now they meet maybe two or three times a week in smaller groups, enclaves they call them, and they'll meet out in the parking lot. Maybe they'll have the fire pit out there, and now they're meeting inside. And they'll just have groups and talk about life and talk about how things apply, and they're able to share the gospel and pray with one another. So we're thankful that we could be here to support that organization moving forward. And then Christian Family Solutions is an integrated Christian counseling. They are right next door. So they bought the ISD school district headquarters when they moved out to rental property next door. And they've been using that property. They are the ones who actually technically own the soccer or ice rink, because that went with the sale of it, that they've allowed us to use in the past. And again, through many conversations and crossing relationships, we happen to know them, as the elders happen to have relationships with them. And so, yeah. So they let us use, and then they come over here and use our building. Right now, they're using this facility a couple of nights a week. Sometimes a little bit during the day, for some of their sessions with smaller groups, because they are doing some mold remediation next door. And when that's done, they'll probably use this facility less. So we're thankful that we could be there to help them out in this time. So those are just some of the organizations that use it on a routine basis. We're going to talk a little bit here shortly about what do I do if I hear about an organization that's looking, that needs a place to meet, one off here, one off there. And we'll talk about that. Next schedule, or next slide. There we go. General time schedule. So this is what it looks like. It's a busy church. So we say this because we ask you to stop by. We ask this. We want this to be part of your family, part of your life, part of your community. But know when you come, there's things going on in the building. So we have to be courteous and understanding of some of those agreed upon uses already. Now, Ursula manages the schedule. She can tell you at any time who's here and what's going on. And we're so thankful for that. So you can see we have the building primarily on Sundays. And then on Monday, you can see some of the different organizations that use it, both in the AM and in the PM. So we have folks coming all the time. One of the things that we're looking at doing is putting in a security system. Yes, A, to make it more secure. B, just to protect ourselves and to have documentation of who's in the building when. And then if there is an issue, we can respond quicker. Right, and it's just a certain reality in this world where you need to make sure that you have proper controls in place. And so you can see it does get pretty busy, but we've primarily kept Saturday and Sunday. And frankly, there's usually always space available if you need to come to the church and for a ministry purpose and use it. Next slide, building opening hours. So we've gone back and forth on this. This is our best guess. All right. Ursula and I are part-time. We're here most of the time. That's not going to be forever. There's a lot of other people that are coming and going constantly. But generally, you're going to find folks here during this time. This is when the building is typically open. All right. If you come, you're going to find someone from GCBC likely here during these time frames. Okay. So if you want to call ahead of time or text, You can usually get a hold of myself or Ursula, and we can probably give you a heads up if you're on your way over here to use the building for some reason. Next slide. Next slide. All right, we talked a little bit about space use. Classrooms, offices. Obviously, we're using our classrooms for all the purposes there, from everything from classes to counseling to meetings to library. We're going to get a library ministry set up in there. A couple of folks have the heart to do that, and we're excited to see where that goes, where they could share books between the different families here at GCBC. The nursery as well down the hall. And, of course, the organizations that use it. The offices primarily are used by the groups of folks that you see there. That will change in the future. We will see more and more folks using those spaces, and that can change. If we see a need to change, we'll change. But for the time being, that's kind of how those offices are used. Next slide. Live streaming. So thanks to Andy and his son, who really has all the talent and the expertise of his father and then some, they've been able to really help us. They've been working with Jason Foss and a few other folks here to get live streaming set up. What live streaming is, yes, you're aware of it on the internet, but you can also have live stream where it runs directly over an HDMI cable. So you don't have the delays you would otherwise, and you're not reliant on the connection to the outside world. And so in the narthex, or in the foyer, as well as in the fireside room and in the nursery, we now have live streaming. So as the service is ongoing, they're getting the same information with only a couple of second delay. Eventually, we're going to have it downstairs as well. Now, people might say, are you trying to be a big church? Are you trying to be relevant? No. Well, we're doing this because of COVID. We're doing this for flexibility. We're doing this because we've got people coming and going constantly involved in different ministries, and they can't always be in here. And frankly, with the COVID the way it is right now, we couldn't fit all of our congregation in here anyway. Right? Not in order to get the proper spacing that most of us are trying to support. So it's important for us to have those opportunities going forward. Next slide. All right. Production room. So there's all kinds of, we were blessed as Cross of Christ Church moved on, we were blessed with all kinds of supplies and equipment. Some of it's a little bit tricky. You got to figure out, just like anything at home, right? You got to know exactly how to start that lawnmower or how that blender works, because it's just not what it used to be. Some of this stuff's a little bit older, but it works, all right? And so those of us that have used it, come and see Ursula, come and see myself, and a few other folks around it. And so there's a copier and a scanner. There's a binding machine, folding machine, paper cutters, office materials, and all kinds of different colored paper. There's also a bunch of paper and art supplies and school, Sunday school supplies downstairs in that ministry room behind that can also be used for different projects. So if you want to be involved in a ministry or you want to do a one-off ministry, feel free, you can do that. You can use some of those resources. Let us know. Come and you can put together a special event for the kids or for other folks to come in, and you can use up some of these materials. It is open usually on Sundays. If you're going to come during the week, if we're here, great. We'll open it up for you. If you need help, we'd be happy to walk you through it. If you need us to produce stuff for you because you're in a rush, we may or may not be able to do that for you on the spot. So call ahead, let us know, and we'll try to help you. Yes, we still use Kinko's and FedEx and some of those folks when we need to produce other materials. But it is nice to have that in-house. Next slide. Special needs. Again, I don't know, that's not a very safe picture, so good thing OSHA's not around. So there are some things that happen here, and we got to take care of the building ourselves, right? And so here we're running some wires in the ceiling. So we have all kinds of things going on, whether it's AV, whether it's IT stuff, whether it's trying to get these shop vacs fixed, or whether it's trying to get heaters and fans running, maybe outdoor games, indoor games. All these types of things are available here for your ministry, right? And so come and help us with this stuff, but then make sure you use it as well. right? We've got floor hockey equipment, probably enough to outfit four teams, right? And I'm just waiting for that February cold day when we got a bunch of kids downstairs and the medical unit standing by outside playing floor hockey, laughing and having a great time, right? And so let's use this facility. If you need heaters, you need fans, any of those types of things, or you need a projector for a classroom or some AV support, or you need access to a PC in order to do a presentation, let us know. We'll get you set up with that for the purposes of ministry. Next slide. All right, let's talk a little bit about some of these other items. Next slide. All right, so there are some projects that are coming down the road. We've been working a lot on these, but just to give you some heads up here. So we have some projects and contractors. So the roof is going on. They were here the last 2 days. They buttoned up this side of the church here on the southwest corner, and they got that properly secured down. We had to shovel off the snow and dry everything off, peel it back, heat it all up with torches to dry it out, and then seal it all down. So it's good. Everything that we have is sealed. The north one is done, and this edge is done. The only piece that's left is over the classrooms and over the nursery area. And they hope to work on that starting tomorrow. They'll clean off that snow and get going. So please continue to pray for a break in the weather here. These folks are really working hard here, and a good group of guys. Hopefully that will be done. They'll come back and put the flashing on here in a couple weeks once they get that ordered. I'm not as concerned about that. Some other things that are going on. We've got electrical, mechanical going on. We have appliances that we have been working on that need repairs. There's a cleaning. Many of you know service opportunities is an opportunity to come in for cleaning on Sundays and Mondays in particular. And so if you can, even if it's just once a month, that'd be great. But if it's even, you know, once a quarter, let us know. This is a great time for the family to come together, right? It's hard for me to get my kids to clean at home. But if they're willing to come to the church, because the church is fun. Cleaning somebody else's house is always fun. I don't know how that goes. But cleaning your own house or your own bedroom, that's just not going to happen. So come, bring some food, have some fun, put the radio on, dance around a little bit. Hey, team up with another family. How much fun could that be? Have a competition. Trust me, if I'm going around and inspecting, you're going to pass standards. Right? So just come and enjoy it. Participate in that. There are some painting. Just recently got the sound booth painted. It's no longer orange. It's now gray. You wouldn't notice those things, right? But there's plenty of opportunities. So if you are gifted in any of these things on the slide, or you want to serve in them, or you know somebody else that is, please let us know. We can tell you when those things come up, get a hold of you, and if you can help or point us in the right direction, great. If not, great. Otherwise, you're leaving the decorating to me, and please don't complain. Cleaning. Next slide. As we talked about, we do the full cleaning on Mondays, Sunday afternoons, Mondays, whatever works for the families. And it's about 2 to 3 hours for two people. It all depends on how quick you are and how detailed you are. Thursday and Friday, we also do a touch-up as well. And so if you're interested in doing that, please contact us and let us know, and we'll get you connected to those folks. Service setup and tear down. Even with our own building, we have setup and tear down. And you ask, well, why? Why can't I just leave this table up all the time? Because we have a lot of other ministry leaders coming through and using the building for different purposes. Some things we're going to get better at. We're going to say, yep, we're going to leave it here. Sometimes that table's going to move 3 times in 3 weeks because we're trying to figure out the right home, the right way for people to funnel through in order to meet the needs. So bear with us. Eventually, we'll figure out what stays and what comes down. But for now, in particular, we do have some time either set up on Saturday night or Sunday morning and then take down on Sunday. So perhaps that's something that speaks to you and you want to be part of that. So let us know as well. And if not, just come. Come, be in fellowship, and you can help me do some setup and tear down. Next slide. Lockup. If you're going to use the building, here's some things to remember. Remember, we want the building to be used for everyone. Okay? The idea here is not that the building gets unlocked, you come in, you use it, you go home. No. This is a ministry location. This is a home. You should be able to come and stay and linger and be in fellowship and opportunity. Right? So please, use the building. But we do have to lock up. So after Sunday, After Sunday fellowship time, we have a person who's usually on the schedule. Sometimes they can do it, sometimes they can't. They'll come through and they'll basically be saying, hey, if you're still here, you're going to be here for a while? If the answer is, yeah, I'm going to pick around, be around. Okay, great. I've locked up all the other doors. I've shut off all the lights. I've gone through the checklist. Just make sure that this light gets off and that door gets locked when you leave. That's it. Okay? But know that they're going to be looking somewhere around 12:30, 12:45, 1 o'clock, unless you have grace group or there's something going on. Don't be surprised if you see someone coming around. Same thing on Wednesday night. Right, so you just want to make sure the building's locked up. Sometimes we have folks swing back through just to double check the locks. But you might get asked, and maybe this is something you're willing to do. People say, well, I don't want to go through that checklist. It's way too long. Ursula and I have a competition. I can get through it in less than 3 minutes. She doesn't think I can. But I have to run, so that's probably not safe. So maybe 5 minutes is the right answer. But you basically are just going around checking all the main things. Was there electric heat that was left on? Were there lights that were left on? Are all the doors primarily closed so if there is a fire, it's not going to get spread? Are the doors locked? I mean, that's basically what you're checking. A few other things. Is the toilet running? Can you hear water running? Things like that. So an opportunity there. Duties. You can see them listed there. All right, next slide. 7 exit doors. Okay. So this, the fire marshal loves this. When the fire marshal came and he looked at this facility, he's like, Jim, I'm not concerned. I look around and all I see is brick, right? And I see all these doors and everything else that's not brick is pretty much metal except for the pews. He said, I don't have a concern here. You're in here for a couple hours. This isn't a big deal. However, security folks have a little bit different concern because they look at these 7 doors and go, those are 7 doors of possible entry. How do we ensure when we're not here that those doors are not jarred open? Right? How do we ensure when we are here that we keep people safe in case someone might be not in a good spot that day and wants to do harm? So there are opportunities in the security team as well. Know that the security team has folks checking all these doors, roving around. If they find people who are not in their classroom or not where they're supposed to be, especially kids, they'll probably ask and they'll probably talk to the parent later and say, hey, did you know that your kid was hanging out in here? Maybe you're fine with that. Just let you know. Because again, they're just trying to make sure that we are all safe and secure in the space. The idea is that these doors out here, these 2 main doors, will always remain unlocked during service. So if you ever see they're locked, let me know or let one of the ushers know. Security folks will take care of it. Because people should be able to come and go constantly from these 3 main doors. You can see them all from that one spot anyway. And some of these other doors we try to keep locked even while we're here because they're primarily exit only. Next slide. Okay, so here are some of those doors. You can see them from the outside looking in. And so if you are going to be in lockup or if you just happen to be the last one here and you want to be detailed like I am, I just do a quick walk, even if someone else is locked up. I just walk around and check the doors real quick to make sure they're locked. All right, next slide. Projects. Next slide. All right, here we go. So just to make you aware of some of the projects that we're doing, as you use these buildings, you can see some of these things that will be done over time that will make it better for ministry. Some of these capital projects include hiring contractors or just buying materials. Some of them will be done right away. Some of them will take time. They're going to be prioritized, racked and stacked, based on what we think our ministry needs and how much money we have. Right? We want to do things that are going to save energy and save money and be good investments first. And then we'll do some of the other investments over the road. Don't let the number of projects, there's 4 slides here, scare you. I just want you to see what some of them are. We've already got the exterior sign under contract. Hopefully that will be done here in the next 60 days. A security system, I already mentioned that. Boiler pump repair, that's already been taken care of. We had a pump on a boiler that needed to be replaced, and some folks stepped up and made some calls, and what could have been a very expensive fix was fixed with a few hundred, maybe $1,000 or so because of contacts and relationships. So if you have contacts and relationships that can help us, that goes a long ways. We're very thankful for that. It takes all of us to row this boat. Replaced pews with chairs. That was a big one. That was a $50,000 price tag. Think about it. $45 per chair times, what, 400 chairs? Do the math, plus shipping, and you're 6 months out minimum with COVID. That's what it is. Plus, all the churches are tearing out pews anyway and putting in chairs. Well, we found a bunch of pews that were free. But putting pews all the way to the front here into the concrete, because you've got to make sure they don't tip over because they are heavy, right? That's not the right answer because that doesn't provide flexibility, right? So there was lots of discussion, lots of prayer on what to do, and we just weren't settled with it. We were not settled with it. Folks stepped up. Different people were making phone calls and checking into things, and Tammy Erickson was helping out, and she happened to be in Princeton visiting some family and walked into an old furniture place and said, "What would it cost for you to give us some new chairs? Just want to see what your price is." So, well, that's no better. Well, I've got these chairs in the back here that came from a winery. We got maybe 100 of them, 80 of them. Next thing you know, a couple days later, we got 200 chairs, $13 a piece, and we only had to pay for 180 of them. Right? Because people were praying. People were involved. People were trying, even if they were outside their comfort zone. Folks went out and picked them up. People were cleaning them and putting them in place. What a wonderful solution, right? Now, the Lord isn't always going to provide everything for us in that fashion. But praise Him when He does. Okay? So those are some examples here. A sound system. This is an analog sound system. The speaker is not in the right location. It was when the stage was here. Now, you can't hear me unless we turn these monitors toward you and everything bounces off the walls. So we have lots of folks and professionals that have been involved in identifying all the acoustics and the things that we need to improve the space. So we're working through some bids on that as well. Acoustic wall panels might be needed up on the ceiling. The ceiling needs to be painted. Those lights are all halogen and they melt off all the snow. So eventually, we want to put LED lights. It'd be a lot smarter in there. And plus, that's a long ways up. Anybody want to go on the end of a ladder? I'll hold it for you. Right? Beautiful, right? But probably not very functional. So we're going to work through some of those things. Carpet. Again, we're still working through carpet. Carpet's backlogged. Carpet is expensive. It's $6,000 just for this front space, not to mention the whole thing. So we're trying to figure out what to do when. Next slide. Fellowship hall chairs. Well, we have lots of chairs down there now. We have all of these that still need to be cleaned, by the way. So if you're interested in cleaning chairs, what a great opportunity to serve there. But these wonderful chairs can also be used down there. So foyer lighting, we have lighting throughout the building. We have some ADA, and that's basically disability updates. And so churches get a little break from having to have to meet state and federal code for all of the ADA stuff. But every time you do a project, a certain percent has to go into ADA. And they're just trying to make you compliant. And as a church, we should want to be compliant. We should want to be open to our community for all to access. And that's where our heart is. There are HVAC upgrades as well that we're looking at doing. Right now, we've got some window air conditioners and we've got some heaters that are plugged in on the side. So we want to try to work through some of those things. A lift or an elevator is also one that's on our list. That's about $100,000 to $120,000 item, and we're continuing to work on that, trying to figure out where that goes and get quotes on that. Next slide. So we have some kitchen upgrades as well that we're trying to work through and some other projects there that you can see on that. And if you have ideas or other projects you think that would enhance ministry in some way, shape, or form, please let us know. Next slide. Maintenance projects. We do have a few maintenance projects. And those maintenance projects are going to be ongoing all of the time, right? And so some of those things that are going on, our kitchen breaker box still needs to be replaced down there. We have some kitchen counters that are going to need to be replaced, some painting, and then we've got some windows that do have a little bit of water infiltration. So some of these are capital, some of these things are maintenance, but even when we get all these things fixed, there's going to be ongoing things just like at your home. Next slide. So then we have some other projects. So when we bought the building, there were some concerns about these areas. We've mitigated most of the concerns. Some of them will be mitigated next summer as well. Some of these are only concerns when you start to dig and play with it as a contractor. But we are tracking all these projects as well so that we have a good history and don't forget that we have these items out there to address. All right, next slide. We have about 5 minutes left here. So how to? All right. So if you're the last one to leave a room, just make sure you pick up behind yourself. We want you to use the spaces. Just pick up, leave it the way you left it or better, right? Make sure that there's no appliances that are left on. Again, there's a checklist at the main door if you don't know some of those things, if you're the last person leaving. Please sign out on that list. That just tells us when you were here. It's the only record we have. So if I see something that's amiss or there's an issue later, I can call that person and say, hey, was anybody else here? Did you see this? Was this making a noise when you left? No, this is what's going on. Oh yeah, I did hear the little Tweety bird in the other room. I was wondering what that was. It helps us figure out when the issue started. Okay, next slide. Remember, we don't have a security system yet, so all 7 doors need to be checked. The windows need to be closed. You shouldn't have that problem this time of year. And all appliances are turned off. All right. So if you want to use Wi-Fi, we do have GCBC guest Wi-Fi here, and we thank Andy Henches for getting that all set up for us. And so GCBC guest is what you'll need to get into that Wi-Fi. If you need to change your room temperature, okay, use the thermostats, but do not, and the base heaters, go ahead and use them, but do not forget to turn them off. So what happens every once in a while, and we do this at home too, well, maybe not at home, you probably figure it out, but maybe your kids do it for you. They'll turn the heat up. And you'd be like, why is it so hot? 3 days later, why is it so hot in here? I got to crack the window. Okay? So we are trying to get, Andy Henches is working on trying to get all of the thermostats within reason set up on Wi-Fi so we can program them and have them all set up. Yes?
Do not push the hold button if you turn it up. If you don't push the hold button, it'll automatically go back down at night. If you push that hold button, it stays on.
Okay. So we all know the hold button, right? You turn the temperature up, you press hold, it holds it. What that does is it overrides any programming. Okay? But if you just turn the temperature up, it'll hold that temperature. You're only going to be in that space for maybe an hour anyway, and so it'll be fine. And if you turn those base heaters on, that's fine. Just make sure that you turn them back down to zero for safety reasons before you go. All right? Again, if you need to get into the building, we're going to put a lockbox eventually outside. We'll let you know where that is with a code, or we'll have a code, a card reader at the door so that you can put your card in and you know that you're coming in. Either way, we're going to try to make it so that we don't have a bunch of keys floating around out there. But in the meantime, just let us know if you don't have a key and you need to get in. Next slide. All right, food and refreshments, as you know, with COVID regulations, we just have to be a lot more careful than we were pre-COVID. And so, again, we just ask you to try to minimize food and beverage consumption. And again, we will approve those on a case-by-case basis. What we basically look at is where was the food manufactured or put together, who handled it, what was the procedures they used when they handled it, were they masked, did they have gloves, did they use proper hygiene, how do you single serve it so that not everybody's going to the chip bowl, right, and getting it all set up. And so that's the idea there, is to have some type of a single serve, even if you have to put it in single serve packages yourself. So it can be done. We just ask you to coordinate with us so that we are at least following the protocols that we've set forth to try to be in compliance and with fair concerns. All right. Planning an event. So if you do need to plan an event here, please contact us. Let us know. You might say, well, what can I do? Can I do my kid's birthday? Can I have a roller skating party? Right? Can I just use the space to play floor hockey? What can I do? We don't have those answers for you yet. This church is for ministry, right? So the answer is yes, but we have to see how it goes, right? We have a priority of things that need to happen ministry-wise, and then we also need to look at how our space is being taken care of and what the different uses are, and we'll figure out over time what is clearly yes and what is maybe a gray zone. But if you want to use the space, please let us know. That's what it's here for. We'll get you set up. We'll get things figured out, a time and event for that. All right. Just know that we run into problems when we do start conflicting with commercial entities. If a commercial entity would normally get someone's business, but now the church is getting it instead, that's a loss of income. All right. So they then can file a complaint. So we have to make sure that by a 501c, which is a nonprofit organization, which churches are, that we are properly set up and we're not competing with commercial entities. Okay, so just know that sometimes that becomes a piece of it as well. But if you're going to plan an event, these are the things that you need to think about, and then contact us. All right. Next slide. All right, repairs. So as we start to wrap up here, if any of these things are happening, fix it. If you don't know how to fix it, please contact one of us. Owen or Ursula is usually your first, and they will just triage it and get it to the right person. Okay. A few of us, John Hummel, for example. John is here all the time. Thank you, John. Thank you, Deb. John and I are only just a few miles away, and we keep our tools on us, and I don't know, just it's kind of nice to feel needed once in a while. So give us a haul, or we'll be happy to come over, and then we may not be able to swing over to your house and fix your issues at home, but we'll try. We'll find someone that can. So just let us know. We'll come get it fixed. All right. Next slide. Next slide. All right, so all of this is the outlook to the future. We started with this, let's end with this. This is God's home for ministry. This is our opportunity to serve the greater community here in Lakeville and abroad, all the way to the ends of the earth. And so this is ministry. You are the folks who do the ministry. You're the hands and feet, right? So please, think of different ways that we can serve in the community, different ways we can get the gospel out, different ways that you can put folks together, different ways that this building can be used for the purposes of ministry. And so going forward, to let folks know that we are here, here's some things we're going to be doing. We've got a grand opening coming up in the spring. Now, obviously, we're not going to do it this time of year. We had intended to with COVID. It didn't work, okay? And God's hand is in everything. So in the spring, when COVID's gone, I pray that it's gone, we'll do a grand opening. We're going to do some local outreaches within the area as well. Women's and men's events will be back on, and outreach opportunities there. Children's and youth activities, trying to get people in, kids in from the communities, right? I would love to see a bigger child and kid program in the future here to be one of those churches that brings the kids in, which then the parents follow. Don't know if we can staff that. Don't know what that's going to look like down the road. Just something we pray about. Weddings and funerals. We've had one wedding here. It was beautiful. We will have more weddings. And of course, there's the other end of life. Our opportunity to move on to the Lord and to be with Him in all eternity and bliss. And so we will have funerals and celebrations of life as well. Conferences, we look forward to those opportunities. We've got some great scholars amongst us, Pastor Dan and Pastor Jeff, and I have no doubt that we'll be doing some conferences in the future with some of our like-minded churches in the area. And so we look forward to that as well. And the library, and it goes on and on and on. Next slide. Okay. We've got just a couple minutes here, but I do have an opportunity. You can ask the expert. Andy, where's the expert? Is he in class? All right, that's Andy's son. He's over here. He's got his work boots on and his tools, and he's talking away. And frankly, he's very handy, very, very handy. He was telling me about excavators and other equipment that he's had an opportunity to run already. So he showed me how to drive a Bobcat one day, so I was impressed. Smart kid. All right, so I'm not so smart, but ask me questions. Oh, Tim.
Came in last night, the door right above the main entrance was there. Yeah. Do you see that on as kind of like a turtle playing shows the logo, or is it all on the lights?
Okay. Good question. He said, what lights get left on during the evenings, and for what purpose? And you're right. That main light on the outside, we just got it fixed. On the outside, in the entryway there, we do leave that on at night as a security light because it lights up that area. The roof lights are down right now because they're doing some construction. Those will be back up and we'll be flooding the parking lots as well. But we're going to leave that one on because it also highlights our south entry of GCBC. So leave that one main light on. Questions? Yes?
Is there like a master calendar that shows what's going on in the building? You know, like if I wanted to schedule a rehearsal or something,
right. There is a master calendar. Ursula's been working on it, but every time we do, There's just too much detail for everybody. So we're trying to figure out how to make it a more of a usable tool. But for the time being, contact her. She can share the draft that we've got so far with you, so you'll generally know on a given week. We also have to figure out how to protect it. We have a new website that I've been talking about for a long time, as soon as I get time to work on it again. That website from that consultant will come, and there's going to be then a secure link from that website to be able to get into some items such as a calendar. But for now, we would have to use a generic password. And we don't want everybody to know who's meeting in here when, just for security reasons. Question in the back?
Yeah, I'm wondering why we're going to get rid of the pews and replace them with chairs.
Why are we getting rid of the pews and replacing with chairs? We're not, necessarily. The original plan was to provide complete flexibility for this space was to remove all the pews and go with chairs. Because chairs, when COVID happens, a wedding happens, your congregation is 200, you can have a lot more leg room, kind of like first class flying. And then when it's 400 people, then you can cut down on that. The flexibility for chairs is tremendous. The challenge is with chairs, you can get less people in. Pews, you can actually get more people in. It all depends on how much space you put between yourself and your neighbor. So for the time being, with COVID, the best we can do is stay with what we have right now, close every other pew. And then down the road, as we look at possibly replacing the pews with chairs, that's going to be an ongoing discussion. Don't know where the Lord's going to lead us on that one. But for the time being, what we have is what we're going to live with. When I say that, I'm saying I'm going to estimate a couple of years before we get into any serious conversations about any of those changes, because we have higher priorities. Any other questions? Come on in, sit down. Okay, well, I'll go ahead and close with prayer. Remember, you can always find myself or find Ursula. And if you've got questions on building projects, you can talk to Andy Henches. Building operations, you can talk to Owen Schulte. Lord, we thank you that you've provided this tool, this ministry tool for us. Lord, may we use it in a way that's honoring to you. Lord, we pray all this in your name. Thank you for being with us today. Amen. All right, you're dismissed. We got about 10 minutes before we